Hey, quick podcast here from Safety Man talking about permit to carry, handgun carry permit, or CCW, as we call it in New Jersey. As we can see, there are a lot of court cases and court proceedings that are bouncing around. Most recently, Judge Bum, the federal court judge, indicated a preliminary injunction on some additional portions of Governor Murphy's law, specifically that firearms legal carriers in the state of New Jersey may carry in additional places, and that the insurance liability insurance mandate has been at least temporarily struck down. This is not over. And what I would encourage all permit to carry holders to do is to ensure that you daily check with the law on a few trusted internet sources so you know exactly what is legal, not legal, and what is likely to potentially be voted on the day that you're talking about. Another thing I wanted to bring to everyone's attention is looking at these forums. It seems to me that people are acting a little less de-escalatory or a little more abrasive when their fellow firearms holders or candidates or applicants are asking questions. Not everyone has the same knowledge, skills, ability, and experience that everyone else does. Please treat these young people with kid gloves. When I say young, I mean young to the idea of carrying a gun. Treat them with kid gloves. Treat them as though it was your mother or your father. They really don't know. Quite frankly, I could guarantee you that the vast majority of all of us in these forums don't know all of the rules. They change so frequently. They can also change between jurisdictions. So let's treat them as with kid gloves. And finally, I really want to stress the importance of education, which takes into account not only how to physically fire your gun, but almost as importantly is when you can fire it, when you cannot, when you can draw it, when you cannot, and all of the legal burdens that come along with that. We want to make sure that you stay the victim, you stay innocent, and then you continually assess the situation to determine if force, which force, how much force, and when should I end the force as far as what is justified during your encounter. My goal is for you to stay safe and for you, your family, your friends, and any innocent people in the area to go home. As long as those are taken care of, I'd like the bad guy to go home. Or to jail, presumably. Force and the aftermath is not something that you want to deal with. Get an attorney. Find out exactly what that attorney or legal defense fund will do for you. Is it criminal and civil? Just criminal? Just civil? Does it post bail? Make sure you know. The last thing you want is to be on the phone with that attorney at 2 o'clock in the morning and they tell you they don't come out for your type of event. It's not that hard. Write down the questions, ask the questions, so you can feel safe. Because the last thing I want for you to have to deal with in the middle of a life or death situation where you're trying to make the most scary decision you've ever contemplated in your life, should I use force or not, deadly force or not, I want you to be confident so you can operate competent. Confidence breeds competence. Stay safe. Like, follow, listen, share, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Safety Man CO. Safety Man CO on YouTube. Stay safe, be ready, and of course, train now.